Yes, right. It's been quite a while. We haven't done this for ages, and this is our first one in lockdown over Zoom. So fingers crossed we get on all right with it. I'm putting all my trust in, as always, the Mr. Wonderful Ewan Rankin.
I am wonderful.
You are
You're
wonderful,
right.
wonderful, and very sexy with your lovely shaved head.
Oh,
You look
mate. No, the
fantastic.
wife hates it. She hates it.
Why?
Loathes it. Well, she doesn't like bald men, so. She
Oh,
said, she
that's a
did say, I
difference.
don't like waking up in the middle of the night and looking at you and trying to remember that you're not a cancer patient.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
It's like,
God.
okay, she thinks I'm dying.
I like bald men, you.
I think maybe it's a wish. Not.
No, I
She
think
wishes I was
oh,
dying.
Ewan, don't say that.
Thank
Don't
you for
say
liking bald men.
The
And
no.
women. I've actually got a full head of hair normally. I'm not going bald at all, but I shaved it off for the fun of it. Lockdown fun.
Yeah, I think at the time I did the same thing. I think it gets to the stage where you just like, tear it off. Well,
Stuff
so many people, the main reason I did it was because so many people at the moment are just obsessed with how they're looking. And I'm like, there's bigger things in life to worry about.
Too right.
Probably a couple of bottles of red wine helped it as well, but never mind. It's gone now.
I was going to shave, but not my hair. I was going to shave down my legs.
Now, listen, I think that brings us nicely introducing our guests for today. Now, that was the very beautiful and witty May. Are your legs particularly hairy?
I'm hairy everywhere except for on the top of me upper lip. I could give what whoever's got a really bad beard a run for their money.
Mate, it's absolutely wonderful to have you on the show. So you're a part of a wonderful group of friends, aren't you, called the Dancing Grannies, the Fizzle
Yes.
Dancing Grannies?
Yes.
Yeah? Why don't you introduce yourselves, ladies?
Oh my.
You're May.
I'm Letty, but everybody calls me Letty.
Letty. Now, hello, Letty. Nice to have you here. And so that leaves Hilda.
I'm Hilda.
Oh, how are you, Hilda? Oh, you're the boss woman, are you?
Well, says it all, do it really.
It does. Wonderful to have you here. We'll introduce a couple more people and come back to you, ladies, okay? Is that all right? Good, 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 good. Okay. So we've also got Matthew Jinks and Paul Brighton here from Number 57 Band. How are you guys?
Hello.
Hi, Jen.
We're marvelous,
Good, good. Wonderful to have you.
but separated.
Separate. It must be strange for you doing performances, things like that, in different rooms.
Well, yeah. Well, we haven't actually tried it yet. We did our last recording ju just before lockdown, and then we've not actually done anything since, apart from have sort of house party sessions
Yeah.
and just, yeah, got drunk really.
Yeah, I think that seems to be the whole general feeling of the country at the moment, doing a little bit on the computer and then getting drunk.
Yes. Well, but what else is there to do?
Not a lot really, no. What about you, Matthew?
It's weird you're calling me Matthew. No one ever calls me Matthew. He's calling me Matthew Jinks. It's like I've been told off at school. All my mum's about to tell me off. It's
I'm a very
funny. I don't
authoritative
hear
person.
Matthew for that
I
reason.
think it's important to use people's full names.
I'm sure it is, but like, when I hear Matthew Jinks, I think, oh, what have I done now? No, wine o'clock or whatever they call it, or gin o'clock or beer o'clock seems to have got earlier in the day, I think.
It has,
Is it
yeah.
too early for a beer? He's going to be a t-shirt that comes out of this.
No, it's not too early for a beer, never.
No, no, no. Come on.
I read something the other day
Who's
that.
got the beer on the go?
No, I've got one.
I thought you might have one, yeah.
They say that few
Yay,
people.
water, coffee.
I'm on a diet.
You're on a diet.
There's always on a diet.
Yeah.
Oh,
It's
God.
the same. It just gets bigger every day.
Shut up.
Ladies, 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 hold on. So we've also got Joe here on screen. Joe Slade, how are you?
Hello. Yeah, I'm
Hello.
really good, thanks.
Hello, it's great to have you on. I was doing all the bios. I've got everyone's bits and pieces, how to introduce them. Your bio is massive because you're involved in so many different things. You're a very busy, busy woman, aren't you?
Well, not as busy as I have been given the lockdown, but yes, generally pretty busy. Anything Bromsgrove or vintage I seem to be involved with. So yeah,
Yeah,
pretty
you
busy.
love all that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've got like really cool jobs, as unusual jobs for a lady, like bailiff of Bromsgrove. You're the first. We'll say it quickly, then we'll move on, because otherwise I'll start talking about set put all the running line out. But you're the first female bailiff of Bromsgrove, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, absolutely. Real honour and a privilege to have that position. Yeah, the Court League's been going since 1199, possibly before, but we take it from 1199 when Bromsgrove was granted a charter by King John. And at that time, when the country was split into manors and little sections, each of the areas had courts that would be responsible for recording who was in the area and what was happening. And it's always been a male-dominated thing. And then I was elected into the court a few years ago, and then elected as the first female bailiff in November. So
900 years is pretty swift for Bromsgrove, though. I used to work there.
There are still some courts in the country that are male only, but the local ones around here are mainly embracing the ladies too, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I love a bit of girl power. I'm quite passionate about women coming out and starting to rule the world.
Brilliant.
Who needs men?
Me.
No,
I was waiting for one of the grannies to come in there and tell us we all need.
Who's going to do your garden if you ain't got a man?
I don't know.
Is that a euphemism?
Now that'd be trim your bush, but now not do your garden.
So we also have Michelle. Now, Michelle, you are a very, very funky lady, aren't you? So you're Michelle, you're a celebrant.
I am.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself. So you're award winning as well, aren't you?
Yes, 2019 I won the Wedding Industry Award Celebrant of the Year. I won one of the Small Business 100 alumni from 2019 as well. So, and I've held the regional TWIA award for 2018-2019, but I thought I'd give somebody else a go this year and I didn't enter. I've become a judge instead.
That's fantastic. Yeah, so we've got a really strong group here now. And we had to balance it out with three strong men as well. I think that was important. So we've got real balance in the group. We couldn't get any strong men, so we just got the number 57 and Ewan instead.
Fair enough.
Thanks.
Fantastic. What about you, Ewan? What have you been up to in lockdown?
Putting on weight.
Well done, that.
Yeah, no, not too much though. I've been fairly good with the food. Just the booze that's done it. It's too easy to start drinking at lunchtime or mid-afternoon or something. You know, get a bit of work done. I tend to get up early, so I'm awake at about 4:35. So by the time it's got to lunchtime, it really is feeling like the end of the day.
Yeah, and you're thinking I'm going to have one. For anyone that hasn't tuned in before, Ewan is from 12 Space Media. And he basically is the brains behind all of this that makes everything all happen, because I wouldn't know how to do it at all. I have no computer knowledge really whatsoever. So thank you to Ewan for making it all possible.
Welcome.
Oh, good. Thank you. Right, so I think what we'll do is we'll start to have a little chat with each person individually, because we don't want to run on for hours and hours and hours, because I know you've all got your bits and pieces to get back to. So first of all, I think we've got to have a chat with the dancing grannies, because look, are you all right, ladies? You're not looking very happy. Is everything okay today?
Trying hard to be quiet.
Well, this is your time to shine now. You can talk as much as you want now.
Oh, okay. This is my
respectful
happy
bit.
Face.
Yes, this is my happy face and all.
Yeah,
I'm right,
sorry.
Have you noticed I don't get a word in edgeways?
I know, I've noticed the other two do seem to be taken over about a bit. How long have you three been friends then?
Too long.
We met in the munitions factory day with girls.
Oh, yes.
They used to bully us, oh. I'd say we've been friends ever since, but we don't really like each other that much.
No.
We've got nobody else to go around with, have we?
No. All the husbands have died.
Oh, no, they're all gone.
Ezon number seven. Husband number seven, Ezon.
I'm after husband number seven.
Oh.
I've moved Keith in from two doors up any road. Two doors and over the road.
I thought it was Stan.
No, first it was Barry, and then Barry did something despicable that I had to kick him out, and then it was Stan, and he did something I had to kick him out for, and he ate all my muffins, and I having that. And then, so I moved Keith in. Keith the gardener's here now.
Angabel, this is all three, this is three blokes in the past few weeks. Ronnie lives in a cul-de-sac.
I'm supposed to be self-isolating.
Them self-isolating in my house, are they?
Honestly, any load,
sorry. Margaret.
How did all the dancing start? So, yeah, on you're brilliant at doing the social media. Though, for excuse me for saying so, for three old girls, you're quite good at doing all the social media. So I saw some really good clips on there today of you doing your dancing out around all over the country as well, don't you?
Yes, all up and down the country. We dances outside of Specsavers, don't we?
We've been to Bart Lane.
Bart Lane as well. Nice.
We've been at Wembley. We've performed at Wembley. That was a big one, that was, Maury.
Yes.
That we performed at Wembley and the NIA.
Yes.
And Leeds.
Yes.
And then Scunthorpe.
Yes.
Scunthorpe as well. You've done something with the BBC, haven't you? I saw a couple of you backstage at the BBC.
Yes, that was Christmas, Maury.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, I was stalking you this minute, so I know all about it.
Oh, see.
We're good on the social media because it's surprising what you can find when you're Googling things. Mm. All sorts of things come up that amuse you, don't they? Let's take it.
Yes. They do, when you're out. They call get off Tinder.
No. I've had to socially isolate Tinder, though. I've had to send them pictures instead.
I hope your wife sent too many dodgy pictures, mate, not after last time.
Why? I've only got dodgy pictures, that's all I've got.
Anyhow, these lot don't need to know about them, do they?
No. Sorry, what was your next question, Marie?
All I can think about at the moment is I really want to see the dodgy pictures.
No, you don't.
Them for personal pleasure only.
And has got varicose veins. So you don't want to see, no.
Thick blue sausages up and down the leg.
Fat blue sausages running up and down the leg.
Now notice I've got Boston pins I have.
Okay, right. Well, leave that then, ladies. I think that's enough information. So the only other thing I want to talk to you about is I saw your movie. How did that come about? Some fellow wants to make a movie with you.
Which one?
Yes. Well, I mean, what's his
name?
You know when you dropped all the oranges, May, on the floor, and that bloke was making a movie?
The one that wanted to blow us up?
Yes, that's the one.
That's the one.
He wanted to blow us up and he couldn't get the explosives, and we ain't heard from him since, have we?
He moved to Cornwall.
Yes. But, you know, we're happy to make a movie if anybody else wants to make it, are we?
Oh.
I think it's fantastic. You were really, really... So were you acting in that, or was that... You as you were, because it just was so natural.
We don't act. This is it. We don't act.
No, I mean the movie.
Well, he gave us like lines and stuff, and he just said, "Here, say them," and then we said them and he laughed, but we were just being normal, weren't we?
I will be waiting for a BAFTA afterwards if it ever does come out. So you know,
okay. I doubt it.
I do like to think I've got a bit of the Meryl Streeps about me.
Oh, in your dreams.
Tom Selleck, that's who I was thinking. See, my memory's going. Tom Selleck, that's who my moustache looks like on a Monday morning when
How did we get back to that?
I've only just remembered.
It's almost like we've come full circle. So what we're going to do now is we're at the end of that circle. Let's move on to someone else and we'll have a big chat with you a bit later. All right, ladies?
Okay.
So we'll do, so how about number 57? So which
Hello.
Hello, Matthew, and hello, Paul.
Hello.
So how are you getting on in lockdown? You all right?
I'm all right.
Yeah, Paul, you all right?
Well, I suppose so. I prefer to be not locked down, but I suppose everyone would prefer to be not locked down. So, you know, you hear all these people who say their house has never been so clean and stuff like that because they're bored, but... My house has never been so messy and I've never drunk so much and it's not doing me a great deal of good. But, you know,
It's a tricky one at the moment. Everyone's either living in lives of two extremes of where everyone's gone into obsessions about keeping everything clean, or they've just gone, right, it's all right. We're in here now for the foreseeable. We might as well just lock down and go for it.
Yeah, but, well, there's four adults falling over each other in this house. So.
Yes, the same in this house. We've got the same. We're quite lucky, though, because the two kids, just they're teenagers, so they just stay in their bedrooms all the time. They come down the stairs for food.
Three times a day.
As we've got further into lockdown, they only come down twice a day now because they're sleeping in bed so long.
Yeah, so, I can relate to that. Well, yeah. I two of mine are still asleep, and we are half two. So.
Yeah, mine have just come down now, and I can hear them rustling in the kitchen. So I'm sitting here thinking, oh God, what are they eating now? How are you getting on with all the music and the writing? The two of you write and compose a lot of your own music, don't you? How are you getting on with doing that?
All the kind of like coming up with things. Paul puts it, helps me put it together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not great. It's like these things they don't happen overnight. It was a slow process of messing about, really.
Yeah.
So you have these
good videos, though, haven't you?
With them. Say again.
You've done a couple of good videos, haven't you? You're very good on your iPhone recording all the videos.
It's amazing, brain and a phone. It's quite, you know, and within a very short period of time, you can come up with something. With phones now, they're sort of almost broadcast quality, so you can do things that you know, were unimaginable 20 years ago. And now you can sort of produce something you'd think would be quite professional. And kids who I'm embarrassed because they know so much more than me, and I work in that kind of business, you know. So, yeah, but yeah. Get a phone, get an idea, run around. I've only got one idea, though. I keep doing the same idea over again.
And just reinventing it in a different key.
Reinventing that same idea, yeah.
Are you going to... I can see that you've both got your guitars there with you. You play bass, don't you, Paul?
I do indeed, yes. I'm not sure whether it's actually going to work, me and Matt playing together remotely, because the timing's all going to go a bit weird. But what do you reckon, Matt?
Go for it. Come on, boys.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want to do then, Matt? Bearing in mind, not the first.
Simple. One of our really weird ones, like John's Got a Monkey or something.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. I need to get a flexion. Bear with
me. Who's got a monkey? John's got a monkey.
Silly. So, how's the level there? Can you hear that bass?
Yeah, it's good.
Are we in time now? That's the problem. I have no idea.
Just play, boys.
We'll have to
put the excuse book down and get thrashing.
Okay. Okay. Well, from a distance.
Fantastic. A couple of the grannies even had a bit of a boogie.
Yeah.
I saw it in my corner, everyone looked like that.
I think we did we lose one granny? Did you have a little nap?
No, me?
Yeah.
Now I'm watching.
Oh, well, yeah. I thought you were going
just to... Just the way that it looks, buddy.
Yeah. I think what happens is when somebody talks, it mutes everybody else. So I was trying to figure out who was singing.
Yeah, no, I think the you let... there's a checkbox for let Zoom adjust my microphone. I think you need to have that unchecked for it to be perfect. Ah. But no, that was great. It was okay.
It was fine. That was brilliant. Well done, boys. That was fantastic. Good. Thank you very much. Right, let's swiftly on. Let's have a talk to Michelle.
Hey, I'm trying to see how light you... I'm quite dark, aren't I?
No, you're okay. I can be here.
Yeah. Right. Hello.
Hello, how are you? You okay?
Yeah. I'm trying with the drinking. I'm trying to have a day on, day off, or 2 days off, one day on kind of thing. So I'm trying to curb it. But it's the fact that my husband's very good at cake making, so getting cake every day is like, no.
Yeah.
I don't need an excuse.
It's not a bad problem. We haven't. I did, at the very beginning, I did a bit of bacon, and then I was like, nah, that's fine. We don't need all these. I can still get some at the shop if I need it.
Yeah, nothing beats his homemade cake, so it's good.
If I had someone else that was making the cakes for me, that'd be different. But when I've got to go mess it all up, I can't be bothered. Yeah. So tell us about yourself, Michelle. So you are a celebrant.
I am, yes. I'm based down in Essex, but I was brought up in Birmingham, so I've still got a bit of the twang. So I moved down here chasing husband number two in 2005. I was in the police at the time. Retired from that in 2009 and became a celebrant. He retired in 2009. I'm lying. I retired in 2015. I trained as a celebrant in 2011 and was working both jobs, ready for retirement, and then it just exploded in 2015. So it's brilliant. I love it. I get to go to people's weddings for a living. What's better than that?
Absolutely. I love a wedding as well. But you've really taken off doing, haven't you? Because you do so many different types of weddings and brides and grooms and everything. It's fantastic, the amount of different ones. What's your favourite one that you've ever done?
If you've stalked me, you'll know I'm slightly ever so obsessed with Harry Potter.
Yes, yeah, I can see that. Actually, do you know what I want to read out? Because your intro off your Facebook is fantastic. This is brilliant. So, a proud Hufflepuff living in a muggle world loves celebrating love and spreads just a little bit of magic everywhere she goes.
That's
beautiful, that is.
See, but Hufflepuffs were known for eating, so I just fit the mould, so hey-ho. Yeah, I just love it. I love creating. My creativity is in the writing and the delivery. I'm very hands-on, Tommy Pants. In the writing and delivery of a ceremony. And I love putting all the little bits in that I can find. I love doing the research and then delivering and giving everybody something slightly different that they might not have seen before. So it's not just about Harry Potter, as much as I could quite happily dress up as Dumbledore for every single ceremony that I ever do. Not everybody likes Harry Potter. So, you know, I will tame it. But my dress of choice tends to be my 50s dresses and my Doc Martin boots. I've normally got my hair up. I thought I'd go down today. And just colour, life, injecting positivity and fun and energy into all the ceremonies that I do. And I get people coming up to me afterwards and saying, wow. And that's the reaction I want. I get hard men standing there with tears in their eyes, and it's like, yes.
because it must be an amazing sense of achievement when you actually stand back at the end of something like that and go, yeah, I've really helped to make their day special. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, everybody's going to be talking about a wedding day for weeks and months to come anyway. But when you've still got people coming back to you two or three years later and sending you messages saying, oh, just wanted to say hi and, you know, introduce the baby or whatever, saying people are still talking about you two or three years later thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
I've left a little bit of me behind.
That's beautiful, isn't it? And what about going forward? Because you've already won. Tell us about the awards you've won so far.
So 2018, 2019, I won the Regional Wedding Industry Award Celebrant of the Year. So that's obviously, I'm in East Anglia, so I won the Eastern Area. And then 2019, I won the Nationals. So I was well chuffed with that. And then I thought, well, 2020, I won't enter. I'll give somebody else a chance. And I've now become a judge for the Wedding Business Awards, but everything's just stalled. So nothing's happening this year.
But really hit off the industry is an awful lot at the moment, especially the wedding industry. So hard to move it along.
Yeah, I've just started to write a July ceremony because my couples in July are hopeful that they're still going to have some sort of ceremony. But I'm being realistic and thinking if I manage to get one before September, I'll be very lucky. But we'll see. Won the Small Business Awards. I was one of the 100 selected last year. Went off to the Houses of Parliament for a reception there. And I have to say, the wine that they drink in the House of Lords. And they kept giving us more and more and more. And by the end of this two-hour reception, I was rather drunk. I'm thinking, having it is free.
Yeah.
Yeah, my taxes are paid for this. I'm drinking it. So yeah, so that was fun, and being part of quite a small group of people. So yeah.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah, that sounds really good. See what I don't know what are your other aspirations now? Are there any more big awards that you'd love to do, or any type of events you'd love to go to, or? Because you're actually affiliated now, because it gets to, in this industry, you've got to be going for a while and have a really good reputation to get affiliated with some of the really big groups. Whereas you're actually affiliated with a few of the big ones now, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I train with the Fellowship of Professional Celebrants, and I actually train for them as well. I do the ongoing professional development training. But yeah, you know, there's not many wedding groups that I'm not part of these days. Because you've got to keep your finger on the pulse, and things keep changing and evolving. And if you're not changing and evolving yourself, you are going to get left behind. And when I first started, my very first ceremony I trained in 2011 and did my first ceremony in 2012. I looked like a registrar. It was a good ceremony, but it wasn't me. Yeah, and now it's just kind of like my personality is allowed to shine through, and that's why couples are booking me. And yeah. I have a dream of doing a ceremony at the Warner Studios in the Great Hall.
Oh yeah, that would be quite.
They won't let me. Every 2 years I email them and say, can I do it now? And they keep saying no. So if you've got any way of any influence over them over at Warner, saying you've got the perfect ceremony, you've got the perfect celebrant, all I need is access to the Great Hall and the right couple, I want to do a full-on dress up, everybody's either a muggle or a witch or a wizard, and let's go for it. So that's my aspiration. I want to
finish on this call. I'll give them a call,
give them a ring for me and say, look, you know who you need.
Yeah, I've got a woman for you. Perfect. Okay, let's have a quick word. I'm just having a quick look at the time, so we're at 20 to 3 now. We always run massively over, so I don't want to do it again. So Joe Slade. So Joe, we've met a couple of times now, haven't we, doing on events like that for Friends of St John's.
That's right.
You're also hello,
can I just pop to the toilet?
Yeah, you can, but you don't be too long though.
I'll be as quick as I can.
Okay.
I'll be long.
Okay, no problem. She's going to get a top up, isn't she? I thought, yeah, that's what it looked like to me. So, Joe, so you're involved in absolutely loads and loads. I'm getting so much stuff. I'm going to read it. So you are the chair lady for Friends of St John's. You're the bailiff at Bromsgrove Court Leet. You're the vice chairman for the Bromsgrove Society, chief official, and the society. And this one intrigues me because I didn't know this one about you. You're the chief official for the British Hot Air Balloon Competitions Club.
Oh, wow.
That sounds really cool. What's that all about?
So hot air balloons compete. People think about ballooning and people just going out on a nice jolly flight and having a glass of champagne when they land. In actual fact, there's a small section of balloonists who like to compete, and there's a world champion and there's a European champion. And I'm part of the official team that helps to organise the events and then do the scoring as and when. the events take place. So yeah, it's most of the things I do are pretty random, and then the hot air balloon competition is like extra random. But yeah, it's really good fun and fabulous to be a part of when you see like 100 balloons all flying, trying to get to the same point. It just looks magical.
Yeah, so, yeah, really good. How long have you done that for?
About 15 years now, I think it is. I got into it really randomly. In fact, I was organising a fundraising event for St John's, and somebody locally donated a hot air balloon flight as an auction prize. My dad bought it for me, so that was fabulous, and I got to go on this flight. And turned out that the guy was a competition pilot as well as just a hobbyist. And when you fly a balloon, you need a few people to help out on the ground crew. It's usually a team of about four people. And when you, if you go flying with a local hobbyist, and they're always looking for people to help. So I went along to help them with crewing, and they invited me to join them on a weekend. And it turned out this weekend was a competition weekend. And I got hooked, basically. And then I guess it's kind of what I do. I don't just go along. I end up being the chief official.
That's a strong thing for a woman to say. I end up being the chief official.
But yeah, it's brilliant. It's taken me all over the world as well. So I've been to Japan a few times, and America, and quite a lot of places in Europe, always following after balloons. So it's fabulous.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting as well. I'm sure there's times when you're like, oh, I'm tired, I just want to go to bed, but it does sound like a pretty good thing to do with your free time.
Yeah, it's definitely a mix, because of course you've got to get up when the sun rises and you don't go to bed until the sun sets, so it's pretty tiring getting up every morning before dawn and launching the balloons and watching them. And as an official, sometimes you're stood in a field with a target and the balloons don't fly in your direction, so it's not very exciting, you know, and a field's a field, not much if it's a field in Japan or in France or in America or whatever. So yeah, it's like anything, it's got its ups and downs. Some of it's amazing and some of it's tiring and not so great. But yeah, on the whole, it's brilliant. I really enjoy being a part of that.
Oh, fantastic.
We had a friend that fell out of a hot air balloon once.
What happened?
That's true.
What happened?
Got stuck in the tree.
I just heard, I went flying and he was an hobbyist, and I thought, that ain't very good, is it? I wouldn't want to go flying with an hobbyist. I'd want somebody who knew what that was doing.
What happened then? Was he injured or was he all right?
Who?
The guy that fell out of the balloon into the tree.
It wasn't a bloke, it was a wench.
A wench.
Held on to the rope. Held on to the rope and got stuck in the tree. Yes.
Oh,
it's all right now. Yeah, it's all right.
She recovered. That's the main thing. She got better again. That's the main thing. So, Joe, you're also part of. So you've got a bit of a shared love with Number 57, because you're part of a fantastic band as well, aren't you?
Yes, a vintage group. So a group of us who sing vintage songs. We celebrate the golden age of song, with songs from the 20s through to the 60s, and we've got authentic outfits to match every occasion. So yeah, that's really good fun.
Yeah, I've seen you perform a few times, and you're fantastic. But Thank you. A bit of a shame now with May Day celebrations, things like that all being postponed. But you're going to be doing anything online or anything like that for it?
Yeah, I mean, it is a real shame. There was that fantastic street party that was being organised in Bromsgrove, but they're doing that next year on the bank holiday weekend. I think it's the 8th of May next year, so that will still go ahead. And then what they're doing in the background is putting together lots of video clips and things. So we've done a little bit of singing into videos and trying to match those together. But it takes a technical genius. So, that which isn't me, but I'm able to put a little bit together. So, yeah, we've done a couple of photo shoots and things like that, which we then use to advertise it on social media.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think people are going to party at home as well for the weekend. People are talking about getting bunting out and having their own little parties. So hopefully there'll still be opportunity to celebrate.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's going to be a lot of street parties, a lot of garden parties, things like that. Yeah. Everyone sticks to their own either front gardens or back gardens and still socially distancing, but they can still come out and it can be like, I think, when was the last time we actually had all those street parties? It was
1977.
William and Kate. We had one for William and Kate when they got married.
That's right, William and Kate. Yeah, yeah. I remember doing a lot with the kids when William and Kate got married. We made it cake and everything for it.
We should have had a massive street park because I live in Manningtree, which is one of the smallest towns in the country. I'm the deputy mayor, and I was chairing the organising committee for a massive street party through the town centre. Obviously, that's gone out the window. So absolutely gutted that that's not happening. But our local bakeries is doing afternoon teas that people can go and collect. So I've got the bunting on order. That'll be here next week. I'm going to decorate the house. I'm going to sit outside and have an afternoon champagne tea.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. That's brilliant. So I didn't know you were deputy mayor.
Yeah, I didn't put that on there, did I?
No, you didn't get that one quiet.
Information.
Yeah, deputy mayor.
How long have you been doing that for then?
I've been deputy mayor for 2 years. I've been on the town council since October 2015 when I retired from the police. So, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got loads of different types of stuff and careers and things going on here. What about you ladies, the grannies? Have you ever worked on any work for the councils or anything like that? Had any?
No. I worked in France as a machinist, as a sewing machinist.
Oh,
what brought you to France?
Hey?
How come France? What we do in France?
Oh, I went all over doing different kinds of jobs, but all the jobs that I wanted to do, I never actually did. So I just ended up I worked as, I also worked in Spain, Dayo Girls. I worked I worked as a domestic. I was cleaning one of the bars.
Tell him you're Spanish.
Hey? I can't remember it now. José Seades Bejado sobre su vomitos otra vez.
Tell him what it means. Oh, no, Letty can do it as well. Call you Letty.
Yeah, I'll do it.
How's I? So we don't do it again.
Seades Bejado. Sobre su vomitos.
Sobre su vomitos.
Otra vez.
Otra vez.
Yes. Now, before we translate it, ladies, is that
means that Jose
has no bad language in that?
It means that Jose is throwing up and lying in his own sick again.
Because he used to work in a bar, hadn't you?
Yes.
Very romantic.
Yes.
I used to work at Wilco's, but that's how the council is.
Not the council, but I bet you saw some sights in Wilco's, though.
Oh, you always do. You've only got to pop in on a Saturday afternoon and see some sights. Not now, though.
Not now, yeah.
I'll venture out. I'll send somebody else.
How long have you three been in isolation, Adam?
About 4 years. That's what it feels like, anyway. I know it.
I'm isolating in the fridge because that's where all the beer is.
Is that what you like drinking? Is it beer?
I like real ale. I don't like wine and I don't like spirits, but I like a bit of real ale. Mm-hmm. I like a bit of Doom Bar I like a bit of anything with an head on it and I'll drink it. Yeah.
That sounds very much like Ewan. Ewan likes that as well. You'd drink any type of real ale, wouldn't you?
I love beer, yeah. And not hoppy. We've always had that conversation, but yeah, I do like beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You have to go to the studio, ladies, join us.
Ewan?
Yes.
How like an head on it and all?
Yeah, absolutely. Who doesn't?
Yeah, well, you've got to have an head on it.
Can't be.
I've been isolating, but I've been over the common a couple of times.
And they don't know where the common is. And they're supposed to know where the common is unless they're from round here.
Stay far from Bridge North.
Highgate Common.
Hog Eye Gate Common for a walk.
And Enville.
Very nice. The Enville, actually Enville Ale, that's another nice ale.
Enville Ale, yeah.
Didn't they sponsor the Great British Beer Festival this year?
Yes, they did.
They did? Yeah. Because my glasses got that on. Yeah.
Yeah, they did, yeah. Because the They won Envilale, I think, last year, won Beer of the Year, didn't they? Oh, Brewery of the Year, I'm pretty sure.
Envil, my favourite.
No, yeah, for Canberra. I'm almost so positive.
We went to that, didn't we? We did, yeah. We was dancing at the Great British Beer Festival.
Yeah, and I walked, come, mate.
My boss the leg.
I'd bossed my leg.
Any excuse.
Yeah.
The so what was you and you've disappeared. Were you?
No, I'm
you
here.
See you anymore?
No, I'm here. No, because so if you want to see me, then I have to do that. But then that's me hogging the feed. You're all seeing a virtual. It's a complicated thing. You're all seeing a virtual camera, so you're seeing on my screen what's actually being broadcast.
Oh, right. I see. Oh, okay. See, Max, what was the ale that you were on? You put an ale on Facebook the other day. What was it? A really unusual one. And I said, that's a nice one. I can't remember what it was, though.
Sorry, what was that?
What was that ale you put on Facebook the other day? Remember you were drinking it? It's hard to get.
I've got the bottle right here.
BFG. Give me BFG.
Yeah.
This is quite sad because... Black Country Ales, they don't produce bottled beers. They produce beer for pubs, their own pubs. And they had a vat left over, and they bottled up the last of their vat and distributed it to some of their pubs. And I managed to get a couple of crates of it. So this is kind of a one-off hold because they don't have a bottling plant. Holden's Brewery did it for them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I said it's a really rare one because you can't buy it in the shops. It tasted just like the real thing as well. You know, normally bottles don't taste like the beer. This actually tasted like the beer. And it's really sad because when will we get one of these again? I don't know. It's be depressing here, but like all the staff have been furloughed. They don't have the facility to brew. They don't have a bottling plant. So when will we see black this again?
It will.
I've got a couple in the cupboard if you want to pop round, Matt.
Don't go round, Matthew. Sure.
I don't go round, Bab, and I don't know. I'd never get out alive anyway, would I?
No, we've got our own beer.
We have
The Holden's Brewers.
Well, that's Holden's. Holden's did this for them.
Yes.
We've got the Dancing Grannies beer.
Oh, you've got
nice and all.
Have you really?
Yes.
Ladies, I've met you before.
We have. Individually or all three of us?
All three of you. In, what was it called? There's a pub, Marpardo's.
Oh,
Netherton. Netherton.
I filmed you on Black Country Day.
Oh.
Do you remember Black Country Day?
Yes.
You were in there and there was a TV news reporter got took your wigs off. And
yes, I remember.
Yes.
I was the bloke filming it.
Oh. I'd recognise you anyway, Matt. Of course it is.
You would, yeah. You would.
Oh.
I've got my camera out, maybe.
Yes.
I told you they were famous. It's like having three celebrities on the screen here with us.
Oh, stop it.
You're on a brattos.
Yeah, we're going to, I think now what we'll do is we're going to go around each one. And then if everybody, because we'll wrap it up fairly soon, so we'll go around and if everybody can say how, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, find out any more about all the various different organisations and groups that you're all involved in, if anyone wants to do that, how they can do it. So I'll start off with myself as an example so you can see how it should be done. So if anyone does want to get involved with Crack at the Rulers, be a guest on here, find out any more information, you can just get in touch with me. So my name is Mary Louise. I am the MD for the Rootless Pub. Crack at the Rootless is just basically a general chat show about anything that might happen within a pub. So if you do want to, it's Mary, M-A-R-E, at therootlesspub.com. Also anything through Facebook and catch hold of us. Ewan, how do you want to go next?
My name is Ewan Rankin, Birmingham-based photographer and videographer, and you can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You can follow the podcasting network at British Tech on Twitter as well, and you can follow my Instagram feed at 12 Space Media. Thank you.
Marvellous. Number 57.
Hello, we're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're on things like that. Twitter. Instagram.
It's number 57, so it's number, full spelt word number.
N-U-M-B-R-5-7, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my lounge. That's where the name came from.
Yeah, I remember we sat in the pub one day. You told me.
Yeah, but I tried to get you to be my boss, but you wouldn't do it.
You did, yeah. One day, we'll see. One day.
One day, you never know when, you know, who knows where it could go.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll have a think about it. Okay. Okay. Michelle, tell us about yourselves. How do we get in contact with you?
Website is mtaylorcelebrant.co.uk. I'm on all the social medias as you would expect, and if you look out for Michelle Taylor, hashtag Funky Celebrant or Your Funky Celebrant, you'll find me everywhere. But put hashtag Funky Celebrant in and I'll come up pretty much on everything.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you come up straight away. Jo, how do we get in touch with you, or if anyone wants to make any bookings for the Classic Vintage Band or anything like that?
Yeah, well, anybody wants to get in touch with Vintage Class, there's a website and there's a Facebook page, which is vintageclass.singers on Facebook. Get in touch with us via that. In terms of the Port Leap, well, the one thing we haven't talked about with Port Leap and pubs is that, of course, we do ale tasting events, which are traditional ale tastings, and we've always got the town crier leading that, and that's always good fun. So we were able actually just before the lockdown to do ale tasting in Bromsgrove, and we visited 5 pubs and rang the bell of the town crier's bell and did ale tasting and did a few songs. In fact, this time I brought something a little bit different to it. So of course, if anybody wants to book us for ale tasting, we will come out in our traditional outfits for the Port Leap. And do that. We did that at Avoncroft when they had a beer festival, and we always opened the beer festival in Bromsgrove. So that's a way that the Court likes to support what's going on locally. And to get in touch with the Court Leaps, you can find us on the website, which is bromsgrovecourtleap.co.uk. We've got a Facebook page, which is Court Leap Bromsgrove, and we've got Twitter, which is at bromscourtleap. So, ways to get in touch with us there. And the Friends of St John's, same thing. Well, Facebook is the best for Friends of St John's, which is Friends St John's Bromsgrove.
Fab. Okay. We'll have to talk more about the beer tasting. That sounds really good. I'm sure we can definitely do something working together on that. We can.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really good. It's really good fun. I mean, it's a traditional thing. It's one of the things that the Court Leap would have done. One of their responsibilities as a court was to make sure that what was happening in the town was good and proper, so a little bit like a trading standard sort of thing. So there are lots of offices within the court: an ale taster, a search concealer of leather, a bread weigher, a brook looker, and we carry out those sort of traditional ale tastings. It's the really good way that the court can engage in what's happening today within the town. And it's great for the pubs, you know, it's a good opportunity for them to do some marketing and take some pictures. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely. We should do that maybe at the Christmas markets this year when you guys come along. We'll come and do a little bit of something at your pub, or come to one of your pubs when you've got it going again.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, we will definitely do that. Yeah, brilliant. Great. Paul, have you got anything to add on to what Matthew said?
Not really. We're just out there. We just can't wait for the pubs to reopen so we can go back out there and start doing it, because it's just what we like to do. Yeah. And there's lots of open air festivals that are due to start this year, and I don't know if we're going to be doing them or not. Fingers crossed. Who knows?
Yeah, my heart is telling me hopefully it will, but
I know. But you have to stay positive.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, fingers crossed. Hopefully for definite.
We have to be positive, but we also have to be realistic as well.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Letty, Hilda, and May, ladies, how does anybody get hold of you if they ever want to do? Because you do sometimes go. Well, you like going to other people's parties and things like that, don't you?
Oh yes. We do lots of weddings, don't we? We do lots of weddings, Michelle. We do loads, don't we? Don't crash people's weddings, even though we have been invited.
Yes.
They wouldn't understand you down here, though. They don't talk proper English.
No, we don't. Oh. We don't talk.
We don't need to speak to them. We only dance. They understood us in New York, Michelle, don't they?
Yeah, we're talking Essex people.
Oh, well, I suppose so, then.
We've done a few Essex people.
Oh, yeah,
We can talk slow. You don't we? Yeah. Talk slow. 15th birthday down in Essex, day we?
I that way we had that ooh, that virus video.
Yes. Don't talk about the virus.
No virus talk. I think what we're going to do as well is put in some clips from everybody, but there's a couple of clips of obviously dancing, because you do some fantastic routines and things like that, and all the different photos and things. I did a couple of parties where you actually performed at it, and you like the men. That's what I would say. You like giving the old men a hug, don't you?
Yes, lovely. The only opportunity we get. Anyhow, you can get in touch with us on I'll Do One Facebook. We're on Facebook as the Dancing Grannies.
Or... Now, may I get it right? Fizzog's Dancing Grannies.
Fizzog's Dancing Grannies. That's FIZZ. We get called all sorts, you know. The Fizzogs and the Fizzhogs. But it's FIZZOG, Fizzog.
Yeah. Or Fizzog Productions, and we're on Instagram and Twitter. Or the Fizzogs, we just get called all sorts, don't we? Yeah. All of the socials, and the website is thefizzogs.com.
Perfect. Okay, fantastic.
I can give you my phone number if you want.
No, don't give out your phone number, though.
No need. All right, then.
Just in case. Right, fantastic. On the whole, that didn't go too badly, did it? I think we did all right.
We haven't finished yet.
No, we haven't finished yet. But I don't think it was that bad. It was that. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming on. Truly enjoyed it. I think. Are we going to get played out? Number 57. You're going to do us a little tune to go out with.
Better stop tuning up the quiet life, cause it's the one you'll never love. We're running for the runaway bus, but those are those days after you can stop apologizing for the things you never know. Time it shows, life is cruel, it's up to us to change. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well
Oh, that's one of my favourites, isn't it?
That was clear.
Fantastic. Brilliant way to send us off. Thank you so very much, everybody. And thank you to all, everyone for that's joined in, that's watched us. Oh, we're not live, but we will be next week, hopefully. We'll see how this one edits out. But everyone that does, please like and share if you do like it. Comments, hopefully nice ones, but even any constructive criticism is amazing. Thank you very much. So we'll sign off now. It's a say goodbye from me. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you all. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.